Our next speaker is Dr. Andre Guber, and the title of his presentation is Modeling Overland Transport of Fecal Coliforms from Agricultural Lands Fertilized with Animal Manure.
Thanks to Adrian, we moved from micro scale to macro scale to legimeter scale, and I will jump further to field scale in my presentation. And I would like to acknowledge my co-authors, Alexey Kirievich from Ben-Gurion University, Nagiv, Israel, and my colleagues from USDA, Daniel Shelton, Alisa Degi, Dave Goodrich, Kari Ukrig, Randy Roland, and Yakov Pachevsky from USDA. So motivation for this research was a meeting of American Society Agriculture Engineering, which I attended 2 years ago, and every second presentation made me really upset that people was talking that model which predicts bacteria transport doesn't work at all, no one model, and I was thinking, why that? So when I came back, I decided to do some research and figure out what's happening. So in this presentation, I will address to a field study of fecal coliform transport in overland flow after manure application. We developed some model to predict fecal coliform transport with runoff. We calibrated the model, and also we did uncertainty analysis. It's not probably well seen. We worked in OP3 site in Bellsville, and this is real soil, a mesic typic haplodalt. A field has size 3.6 hectares, and flume installed in the lower part of the field collects water from approximately 55% of the area. So slope is about 3% to the east-south, and we have a meteo station to monitor, to do real-time monitoring of weather parameters. Also, flume collects water on event base, and we have Sigma sampler to collect water samples and analyze for bacteria content and for some chemicals as well. So we look at bacteria in applied manure. And this manure was coming from different facilities and normally was start collecting in January and finish in somewhere in end of April until application. And because of different treatment, because of different age, we normally have very high variability of fecal coliforms in this manure. So we collected samples right after applications in year 2004, 2005, 7, and 9. And what we found that variability of bacteria is over 3 orders of magnitude in the applied manure. Normally, scientists used one single number to characterize a bacteria concentration in the manure. Typically, it's median value or geometric mean, which is pretty close to each other. Sometimes mean values, which 1 order of magnitude greater than median and geometric mean. Which number is good? We don't know. So we decided to develop a runoff model and do some simulation. So we used well-known Canaris 2 surface flow model, which was developed by areas. They use flow equation in conjunction with mass conservation equation, where Q is flux, H is depth of water in runoff, R and I is precipitation and infiltration. Model use Manning equation or Chazy equations, where alpha and M are parameters. Also, model use Parlanch equation to describe infiltration into the soil, where KSAT is saturated hydraulic conductivity, I is star is infiltration depth, and sigma and beta, B is parameters which depend on soil properties. So we developed add-on model STWIR, which means solute transport with infiltration and runoff, which includes 3 equations. So first, mass conservation equation for bacteria transport in runoff. First term in the left side is changes in bacteria content in runoff water. Second, advective part. Terms in the right side is dispersion bacteria dispersion in runoff as change is bacteria in manure. This term describes bacteria adsorption desorption with mixing zone with soil. Next term describes bacteria straining on litter or plant residue. And this is influx with infiltration water, if infiltration water has some bacteria. So bacteria exchange with mixing zone described using this equation. This term we know what it is already. And this term actually describes filtering bacteria out by soil. So bacteria released from manure was assumed proportional to rainfall, and we used Bredpan and Shaven equation to describe bacteria release from manure. It's basically two-parameter equation, where C is initial concentration of bacteria in manure, H is the thickness of manure. In pre-study, we found that alpha pretty well correlates with rate of precipitation, so we used just empirical equation derived from our experiments. So we found some events where runoff occurred. So in first event, we didn't see much bacteria because runoff was 0.5 millimeter from the area. And in second event, which happened 8 days after the first one, we have reasonable amount of bacteria in the runoff. It's almost 5,000 CFU per milliliter. And runoff was pretty high. It's 1.4 millimeters in this event. So we tried to calibrate model. So we fitted Parlanch parameters and alpha in Chazy equation to both the simulations, so we've got pretty good agreement with measured data, so we've got good water driver. So then we calibrated our add-on model to bacteria concentration in the runoff. So we also found pretty good agreement with observed data. It was good news, but bad news was that we weren't able to use single number of bacteria concentration in manure, not average, not mean, not geometrical average to fit. So basically it was also fitting parameters. What happened? We decided to look at model. So normally people use single number to simulate bacteria transport, single number characterizing bacteria content in the manure. So when you have variability over two orders of magnitude, so it's really hard to say which number is good for this simulation. So we first ran Monte Carlo simulation. So we distributed bacteria content in manure randomly across the field. And we ran 100 simulations. So we've got this distribution of bacteria in runoff water. So uncertainty wasn't really great. So fecal coliform content was ranging from 0.1 to 0.2% from applied manure. But what was surprising for us, that simulation with single number, either median or geometrical mean, gave underestimate of bacteria in the runoff. But mean value significantly overestimated bacteria content. That means that a single number probably is not a good idea to be used for bacteria transport in the field when you have high variability of bacteria in manure. So after that, we decided to look, okay, what happened if we will use traditional number of samples to characterize manure. For example, we'll get only 5 samples from the whole manure data set, and we will do this simulation. So we pick up randomly 5 samples, and after that we calculated probability distribution of parameters of probability distribution of bacteria in the manure. And again, we ran 100 Monte Carlo simulation distributing this manure randomly across the field. And we repeated this exercise 50 times. And we've got distribution of bacteria in applied manure, which was pretty different from distribution what we've seen in reality in our manure. And also we found huge variability in bacteria in the runoff, predicted variability. So we decided to increase number of samples. So we did the same with 7 samples, 9 samples, and so on, until we approached 29 samples. And we've got all these graphs, which basically saying that to characterize manure and to get some reasonable results, we need at least 18 or 20 samples. And single number probably is not good to do these simulations. So four conclusions can summarize this study. The first is Canaris model and the developed add-on models to be adequately reproduced field observation. Second, variability of fecal coliform concentration manure resulted in uncertain model prediction using median and geometrical mean fecal coliform concentration lead to substantial underestimating, while using mean fecal coliform concentration lead to overestimation of the fecal coliform fraction transported with runoff. Then Monte Carlo simulation that accounted for both spatial variation in fecal coliform and implied manure and uncertainty in fecal coliform distribution manure caused by the small number of samples revealed substantial uncertainty in predicting fecal coliform concentration in runoff water. And last conclusion, determination and presentation of probability distribution function for the field scale overland bacteria transfer model outputs can facilitate evaluation of management practice. Thank you so much.
We have time for several
questions.
3 minutes.
Basically, results of Monte Carlo simulations were presented as probability at last slide. So last slide just summarized all Monte Carlo simulations. So each simulation gave single number. Okay. So we basically got distribution. So red lines indicated probability at 95% probability. So, and this range basically become narrow once we increase number of samples.
I have a question. So, when you treat the soil as, you just said infiltration, you don't really talk about the retention in the soil or release back into infiltration. Do you think a model for overland flow needs to really incorporate the soil, or can it just treat it as a sink, and so you don't really need to know about what's going on in the soil?
Well, the model accounts for adsorption and desorption, or attachment and detachment with the mixing zone.
Yeah,
so we consider only first 5 centimeters. So we assume 2 centimeters, so it also can be parameter of the model. So what we're thinking, once bacteria get below this depth, so there is no reasonable mechanism which lifted up to the surface and bacteria will start moving with runoff. Of course, if we don't have erosion. That's our assumption.
Does the infiltration term in your model account for any preferential flow that might occur?
Well, this is a good question, and we're very happy that we didn't have preferential flow in this particular field, because a field which is 100 meters below has distinguished preferential flow, and it's really difficult to describe bacteria transport with preferential flow, because you need to simulate real and inter-real transport as well. And real properties are pretty different from soil properties, because it has different material, and also hydraulic of real is different from hydraulic of sheet flow. So we didn't try this model, but I promise we will.
Andre, you have a lot of good calculations for absorption, deep sorption, mm-hmm. E. coli. I assume you're assuming it's 100% viability of the bacteria from the time of application to the time of
right.
Identification. Do you have any concept or intuition of what the ratio of viability is? Is it 100% or is it some fraction thereof?
Well, in this particular study, we were very lucky because first trains happened the same day with application. So still within this week or so, it was pretty wet. And also we have, it was winter wheat probably. So somehow it's protected manure from drying. No, in normally when manure applied, yes, manure properties change a lot while it's drying, so it's create crust, and it takes time to prevent manure and start bacteria moving. So probably in this particular case, this equation wouldn't work. Right? We know another equation, I mean a release equation, so which can be used for this particular model. If you don't have more questions, so we move forward. Thank you.